for Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM. Tune in over the next hour as Corey talks about the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
All righty, good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Central, covering the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. I'm Corey Geiger. Nathan Forlina was not fired. I opened the show yesterday saying that you were fired, that you pissed me off already with your bullcrap, dumbass Jerry Rice take, and I said we had to let you go. But then I did tell everybody that you're actually not fired.
Yeah, I am back. One day hiatus, had something planned, so you know, I had to take the day off. This was a couple months out in advance, so you get it. Stuff comes up, so.
Hey, no big deal. I carried the ship. We did a lot of griping yesterday.
Griping? What
about
what?
We did a bitch session yesterday, like, about what bugs you in sports the most.
Okay.
So for me, basically the two types for me were what was the financial explosion over the last 30, 40 years, that there's so much of a disconnect. But then we spent the bulk of the show talking college athletics and how over the last 5 years, it has basically become unrecognizable. So before we move on to our positive, fun topic today, we're going to talk about what you enjoy about the world of sports. See, we griped yesterday. We're going to have a good, fun Friday, even though it's going to rain all g-bleeping damn weekend again, because that's where we live.
Shout out Altoona graduation getting delayed today.
Oh, my, exactly, right. I just, you know,
I can't go to my brother's graduation now because I have to work tomorrow night.
What do you got? You got trivia?
I got trivia tomorrow night. I can't go to my brother's graduation.
Here's the thing. I you know, I don't want to get, you know, I'm not Joe Margo here talking about the weather nonstop, but I will say this. When your life depends on the weather with events and all these things, and my kids play all these sports, it is aggravating as all get out when every freaking day you look and there's, you know, another half inch rain, three quarter inch rain. It's almost impossible to get anything done.
Well, it's been raining again for what, the last month pretty much.
Yes.
I mean, usually it's April showers bring May flowers. It's been the exact opposite this year. I mean, May has been torrential downpour, what it feels like all the time.
Every day.
Yeah, I mean, I wish the weather would cheer up a little bit. It was nice yesterday, and then, of course, we get 2 to 3 days of pretty crappy weather here.
And I feel for you that you don't get to go to your brother's graduation.
Unless they move it again, which I think there's a shot they do, too.
Oh, really? They may not be tomorrow.
I think what they should do, because here's the problem, they're moving to a Saturday night. A lot of people have stuff probably already planned on Saturday.
Yeah, but I mean, at this point, at 4 o'clock on the day before, could they really conceivably I mean, are you just hoping they move?
Well,
is there some buzz out there in the ether that
inside scoop a little bit here. So,
Nathan Forlino with breaking news.
So it's got to be decided by 12 o'clock tomorrow. By noon tomorrow, if they're going to push it back to Sunday, which I think they will end up doing. I think they're just waiting on if staff can do it. Because even tomorrow, the weather's supposed to be iffy. Now, tomorrow night, it's supposed to clear up a little bit more. But
right.
You never know. I mean, it's still going to be, like, wet out. You know, seats are going to be wet, all that kind of stuff. But I think a lot of people are very outraged because I believe there's, like, dance recitals going on. So people are going to miss their final dance recitals.
Sporting events, baseball, soccer.
Yeah, people might have graduation parties, too. Because people start those on Saturday. Like, it's not... I mean, there's nothing you can do. Like, I don't blame Altoona.
No, hey, no, look, this is not, there's no blame here. This is just one of those
crappy situations.
This is where we live.
Yes.
This is part of, like, just completely separate. Not that this is anywhere near, but my kid was supposed to play baseball tomorrow at 7 o'clock at Centennial Field. And now, so when the graduation was moved, they moved our game to 3 o'clock. Well, then they moved us to 8 o'clock in Bellwood because we're playing a team from Bellwood. So now we got to, that's how one event, one thing spirals out and changes so many other, you know, tentacles of other people's lives.
Yeah, it's just it's the butterfly effect of which
I
one
like
thing
it. The butterfly. Have you seen that movie?
I've not seen the movie. No.
Oh my God! Seriously, we saw it in the theater. You've never seen the Ashton Kutcher butterfly effect?
I mean, I know what it is. I just haven't seen it.
Oh man, that movie is. Oh man. Not only is it a great movie, there is a great alternate ending that was not shown in the theater, but is on the DVD that will blow your damn mind.
Okay.
It's not as much as that movie I told you about a couple months ago where the man, the mom, the father, and the
The
daughter, all the same person. That was crazy.
I'm trying to remember what that movie was.
Ethan Hawke, yeah. Trans something, no, Expedition, I can't remember. Anyway, 946-0435, you look it up. Ethan Hawke is and Sarah Snook are the stars. I got to know the name of that movie. Dan, what's going on, buddy?
Well, you see what AI's going to do, and this thing's out of space or whatever, UFOs or something like this. See, you see this, what's going to do, my point of it is, now, there's been some pictures that their lives have been threatened, see? Now, this AI, it's going to be a good thing if they once they get it regulated and things, but they can impersonate different people. Now, the story of these pictures that getting their lives threatened if they lose a ball game, see? Now, that could be connected to AI eventually. Not necessarily today. Now, you know what I'm talking about, Corey.
I don't know the story you're talking about. What are you? Are you saying pitchers, like baseball pitchers?
Yeah, pull it up. I think one was from Houston, and I forget where the other was. It was out today. I heard it on Sports Today.
All right, I'm looking it up here. I will say this.
This is my first time hearing this story.
I will say this, because I don't want to go too far down the rabbit hole here. The AI stuff, it's already hard for people to believe anything in life. You know, people don't believe that we went to the moon. People don't believe that people believe the Earth is flat. Younger people nowadays don't want to believe anything. Just inherently, I don't think they want to believe. And they're growing up with all this AI and videos and pictures, and you can make anybody look like they're saying anything. You can make Trump look like he's saying something. You can make Obama look like he's saying something. You can make Biden look like he's saying something. You can go back and alter past videos of people that make them look like they're saying. And so, I don't know. Are we ever going to be able to believe anybody ever again?
Well, that's what this AI is doing, see, and everything. And about graduation, Nate, it should be at the Jaffa Mosque like it was years ago.
I've heard that a ton today. There was just a disaster a couple of years ago with parents not being able to see their kids graduate because of people getting in tickets and all that kind of stuff. So
is that your year?
How many people does Jaffa seat?
The Jaffa could probably do it, but I think I was at the field house, which people were struggling with. But the Jaffa would have enough people, I'd imagine.
Right, yeah.
Let me see if there's...
All right, Dan, appreciate the call, buddy. 946-0435.
Predestination.
Yes. Thank you. I'm going to talk some Cracker Barrel here in a little bit.
Okay, Cracker Barrel.
Because I came across a story.
3,200 seats, by the way, for the Jaffa.
So. Okay, is that enough for graduation?
That should be plenty. Because, I mean, usually it's only the home side for graduation.
Okay.
So that's probably about, 6,000? Maybe not. Maybe it's not now I think about it.
I came across a story a little bit ago that a number of years back, this elderly couple from Tennessee, the man finished visiting every Cracker Barrel in the country, all 645. So we're going to have some fun with that here.
There's only 645?
Well, this was as of 2017. I'm guessing there are more since then, although maybe some other ones. Same thing.
I was thinking
too. But it's pretty much mostly the East Coast. You don't see a lot. I don't think you see a lot of Cracker Barrels west of the Mississippi too much. All right, Chuck in Unionville, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, brother, how you doing?
All right, man.
Good. Hey, so you want to know what I like about sports? Not a lot these days.
Okay, so let's keep it positive, though. Come up with something.
Hold on. I'm with you. There's too much money in it, and it's become unrecognizable, and the athletes themselves and the whole thing is shifted. But the one thing I do still love about sports is money has not hit the NHL as hard. They still have the ethos that they have had, and there's still that code of, you know, what it means to be an NHL player and the grind of the Stanley Cup. And that element that I loved about hockey still is retained, even in this current climate.
It's interesting, okay?
Hockey players love their sport more than any other professional sports.
What you're saying is fascinating to me. I'm not a hockey fan. I will follow who's kind of winning. I follow the Penguins enough. But what you're saying is interesting to me, because what I know, and you both, Nathan, you can correct me, So baseball has all kinds of problems with the Dodgers paying $800 million and the Pirates paying $60. That's ridiculous. The NFL has a salary cap. And you can go from being terrible to good in the NFL. You can go from being good to terrible in the NFL. The NFL, you know, they do a lot of things right. Basketball is all over the place. Basketball is insane. The NHL, to me, does seem like a relatively fair league. Am I correct here, Chuck, with their salary cap, the rules in place for labor negotiations? It seems like a relatively fair and competitive, balanced league.
It absolutely is. And I was in the Civic Arena watching playoff games when Lemieux won cups. And the years after those, even when he retired and getting the Jaromir Jagr and the bankruptcy and leaving, it was, you know, and even drafting Sidney Crosby until Crosby was some of the most painful sports experience. It was almost as painful as the 30 years of the Pirates debacle. But when they finally put that salary cap in, then all of a sudden, you know, you almost didn't have hockey in Pittsburgh. And then you were able to keep that where they had, you know, four appearances in the Stanley Cup and Crosby and company won three. And that was impossible without that salary cap. I think if they got salary cap into baseball, I'd like baseball again. But, you know, with the economics of it today and the absurdity of what you're saying, I mean, as I said in a call a while ago, you know, one of the best things that I had heard was the Cubs and the Yankees crying poor because the Dodgers were outspending them.
Yeah, right.
And that's how ridiculous that totally is. So that's the reason why I still have a lot of you know, why I still love the NHL and wish the Penguins more competitive. But, you know, they hung on to Crosby and the old guard, and they're getting old, and we had our run, and that's just the way sports goes.
And so then maybe it takes another tank. And then they get the next Lemieux or Crosby down the road.
Hey,
in the
listen,
draft.
The Penguins don't have a ton to complain about. I mean, they've won since 2009, they won three cups.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot more than trying to think if there's any teams that do have three cups.
They had a
since
run,
2009.
And now they'll take a step back, three straight years missing the playoff. But again, to your point, Chuck, I do think it is interesting. For as much as we gripe about the competitive imbalance, I'm just looking at a story here on ESPN, Big 12 chief says that the Big Ten and the SEC must serve all football. Well, no. The Big Ten and the SEC serve the Big Ten and the SEC. Major League Baseball, the Dodgers serve the Dodgers, all right? And the Yankees serve the Yankees. In the NFL, everybody serves everybody. And it sounds like the NHL, they've got their stuff together, that they do it the right way. And that, I guess in this day and age, that is pretty refreshing to think that a league would exist for the good of all of its members, not just a couple at the top.
Well, they had to, because most people don't realize that the NHL has almost zilch in terms of TV money, in terms of a national contract. And that's what buoys both particularly the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to come to terms with the fact that most of the NHL lives off of season ticket revenue. And if these other franchises were struggling to fill they weren't going to have a league, you know. So everybody had a moment in which they had to realize that the only way that league was theoretically going to survive was if they all got on the same page and they all completely understood it had to be this way, you know. And that's to their credit, you know, that they've been able to preserve what they've been able to preserve, you know. But they're they still have that element to it. But to me, like the NBA, I don't even watch. I couldn't even conceive of watching the NBA, having watched Magic and Bird back in the day. And even Dr. J, for that matter. So, you know, I mean, this is one of the things that makes me wonder how long these leagues think that they can survive and if they keep going this way. Because they are getting out of touch, you know, to a large degree with Joe Lunchbox, who really, or the average person, that really is sustaining them. It makes me wonder. Obviously, they're surviving, so what do I know? But, you know, it makes me wonder how they're going to do long term.
Thank you, buddy. I like that. That's a positive spin on the financial discussions we have a good bit. Nathan, you got something that really jazzes you up about sports, something that you really enjoy that makes sports special for you?
I think the fans are the biggest thing for me. I've said this for a long time. I think atmospheres are such a big deal, and I think that's why I enjoy college football significantly more than professional football, because you don't have many college atmospheres in professional football stadiums to where you have hundreds, thousand people all cheering, going crazy about everything. I like the moment that who was it, DeLuca had the pick six in the playoff game against SMU. That moment is engraved in my head forever. How loud that stadium was that day. And the atmospheres, again, in every, like, hockey atmospheres are incredible because, I mean, last night you saw it after the Dallas Stars end up losing to the Edmonton Oilers. The Dallas Stars fans are cheering on their team. Most of the time you'd have these teams sit there booing their teams for getting bounced before going to the finals because they didn't put up a competitive effort. Instead, they're all cheering, clapping for their guys who just put in an excellent season. Atmospheres are the best thing about sports, hands down, and it is what makes sports. The fans are.
I'm going to play a little music clip here about what I love about sports. All right, this is The Boss. Listen very carefully to the words here if you don't know them. All right, I played that specifically. I heard that a couple days ago because as you get older, you remember those glory days, man. The glory days of what you accomplished. See, you're only 20, and this is one of those great. You already got some? You already got a glory days story?
No, I don't have glory days.
Give it 10 years,
my
man.
I think this is very corny. I think the glory days is very corny and stereotypical for.
Give it 10 or 20 years when you haven't necessarily accomplished everything you wanted. What we're talking about is memories. That's what I'm talking about, is memories. The older you get and you're not playing sports anymore, or maybe it's not sports for you. Maybe it was music. Maybe it was band camp. This one time at band camp. Maybe it was your reading club or Boy Scouts. Everybody's got their glory days memories. Everybody's got their, boy, when I was 12 or 14 or 16 or 18 or whatever it is, because the greatest baseball player you know ain't playing in the major leagues. I promise you. The greatest football player you know ain't playing in the NFL. So sports ends for everybody. And so when you get to be 30 and 40 and you've got families and you're at the barbecue or you've got the kids and you're telling about the stories or you go back to your hometown, how dare you call this boss song corny? This is the reality that's staring you in the face in 15 years, I promise you.
Well, it's tough for me because I think a lot of people live through their glory
Absolutely.
Days.
Absolutely. That's what I'm talking about.
That's what bugs me.
This is the show, damn it. Right here, right now. This is the show. This is why people can't stand 20-year-olds.
Every day should be the glory days. That's my opinion.
And when you get to be 35 and 40 and you've got a mortgage and two or three kids and cars and a wife and maybe you're on your second or third wife, you'll understand the glory days.
Maybe I'm just naive, you see what I'm getting at?
You're not. Hopefully you're not on wife two or three. But right now, folks, is the show. I'm a grizzled old bastard. I understand life. Life throws you curveballs. And if you don't remember the glory days, Nathan, because there ain't a whole hell of a lot to enjoy sometimes in life the older you get. So I hope that that's not the case for you. Hopefully you're pulling in 280 grand. Hopefully that'll pay for something in 20 years. And you got this. But I promise you, someday you're going to be looking back on the glory days of being the co-host of this show.
The height of my life right here is co-host with Sports Central.
Yeah, well, no, it's not the height, but it's a but that's
stepping stone.
I think what I'm talking about is the older you have these memories. And look, I do think it is kind of sad.
I think memories are very important.
It is kind of sad that sometimes you go back to high school and you see the guy that never left town, that he was the star quarter. That's what the song is talking about. He was the star baseball player in this song, or the star quarterback, and his best memories, this is what you're talking about, is corny. His best memories are when he was 17 years old.
That's what I mean.
He was king of the school, and now he makes $16 an hour, working 70 hours a week, and he's on his fourth wife, and all he's got left are those glory days.
Yes, that's the part to me where it's like, listen, you can talk about them and you can reminisce on them, but don't make that your entire personality. It's like, oh, well,
there are people that do that. I know. There's no question.
Well, I think what killed the movie Friday Night Lights, where you had the parents just literally like trying to live their life through the kids. That's what like made the
Tim McGraw.
Yeah, Tim McGraw. Who
Tim
else?
McGraw,
Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy Bob, dude, he was the coach. It was Tim McGraw. He definitely lived his life through through his kid.
He was Billingsley, right?
Billingsley. Yeah. But at the end, they had the heart-touching moment when they lost, and he comes and puts his state championship ring on his kid's finger.
Yes.
But it does happen. All I'm telling you is don't poo-poo it. Don't poo-poo it now. Right, you need to keep a ledger of all of the sage Corey Geiger advice that you will need to know later on
in
life.
Is this number one?
No, but this is one of them, that the glory days, man, I've told the story 1,000 times of hitting 2 home runs in a game with my dad coaching third base, greatest sports moment of my life as a player, watching my kid win the home run derby a week and a half ago. Damn well might be the greatest sports moment of his life. And when he's 40 and coaching his kids, he's going to be telling them about winning the home run derby when he was 12. That's what I love about sports. Those memories. It doesn't have to be your whole character. It doesn't have to be your whole persona,
You're
saying.
Whatever it's your whole character. That's whatever it's too much. But if you're reminiscing on them, telling stories, and just remembering the good times, that's totally fine. But
now you're 20. You just graduated within the last couple. Do you know guys your age that still cling to the 16, 17-year-old glory days?
Or
do you have to come back and revisit them 10 to 15 years?
I can pick them out. Uh-huh. We're at our 10, 20-year high school reunion. I'll have a list of people who I know will only talk about their high school days because that was the prime of their life.
You remember that game? It was week 6 against Hollidaysburg, and boy,
we lost again.
It was 3rd and 7, and I completed that pass for 43 yards, and we took lead. But then Hollidaysburg came back and beat us.
We were at the triple option for the 50th play in a row. We finally broke through right there and got a touchdown. Cut the lead to 28 against Williamsport. So.
Can't believe you called this corny.
It's a solid song. I like the boss. I mean,
it's spring, and time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. Here's J.M. Boswell to tell us more.
Hello, this is J.M. Boswell, the owner of Boswell's Pipes and Cigars. I want to invite you all to come into our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars. You can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself.
Think you're ready for that fishing trip? You got hooks, lines, sinkers, baits? How about cigars for you and your buddies? Oops. It's time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. J.M. Boswell has 2 convenient locations, 6481 William Penn Highway in Alexandria and 586 Lincoln Way East in Chambersburg. So go ahead, make that first cast. Then light up and enjoy a premium cigar from J.M. Boswell.
And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 3-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party box. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
Ready for that summer road trip? Make sure your vehicle is ready. Make a trip to Russell Tire in Altoona or Central PA Truck and Equipment in Claysburg for their summer savings special. Get lube, oil, filter service, inspection of all belts and hoses, tire air pressure set, tire rotation, brake inspection, and battery inspection. All for just $59.99. And to help you stay cool and comfortable on that road trip, take advantage of their air conditioning performance check for only $59.99. Be ready for the road this summer with a trip to Russell Tire, 1901 Union Avenue in Altoona, or Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales, 348 Mansion Boulevard in Claysburg.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simply human sense.
Find out more today at High Street Gingrich Insurance Agency, Altoona.
Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasure Valley Boulevard. Nell and Chris have hot meals to go, available throughout the day to fit your schedule. Home-cooked goodness for the price of fast food. Roast beef with mashed potatoes and gravy. Or ham pot pie. Turkey with homemade stuffing and mashed potatoes. They have meatloaf dinners. Kepner Grandview Meats, now with new hours. Open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Saturday, 8 to 3. Call 814-943-6328. That's 943-MEAT. Kepner's Grandview Meats.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code CLEAN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code CLEAN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code CLEAN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Hank FM.
Welcome back to the show, 946-0435. That's the phone number if you'd like to join us. I want to mention this again because this is a fun conversation to me. I came across this story, Nathan, about this elderly couple that they had visited all of the Cracker Barrel restaurants in the country. Now, are you a Cracker Barrel fan?
It's good. I can have it in moderation.
Are you a breakfast fan?
Yes, I'm a breakfast fan.
But so you're a breakfast fan, but Cracker Barrel's in moderation.
Because some of the stuff I think is really good. Some of the stuff I'm just not huge on.
What's the go-to breakfast place for you then?
I'm a Denny's guy.
I
love. I mean, Tom and Joe's locally too. Tom and Joe's is incredible, but
yeah, chain-wise, I know we're Denny's. Talking chains here, and we're not doing free commercials for anybody. But I can't stand Denny's. I can't stand it. I think they're baked. Here's the way I rate any restaurant: is your steak better than what I can make at home, and is it better than what I can get at this restaurant or that restaurant or that
See,
restaurant?
See,
I'm
never getting anything besides breakfast at Denny's.
Okay,
so.
Okay, right. Well, but that hang on. This is how I rate any restaurant, regardless of what I'm eating. When it comes to breakfast, I compare the eggs. The eggs at Denny's, I think, are the worst eggs of any major restaurant that I go to. The bacon is by far the worst. It's that flimsy, crappy, super paper thin bacon.
I would agree with that. Their bacon is not top.
The coffee is tremendous. I love Denny's coffee. Denny's pancakes are fantastic. The sausage links I hate. So I have a ranking system in my brain. Okay. No matter what, if I'm eating steak, I'm ranking the steak at Outback Steakhouse versus Texas Roadhouse versus Longhorn versus Applebee's. I'm ranking the potatoes at all these places. So when I do that, when I rank breakfast, so for you, like for Denny's, what does Denny's have that's better than Cracker Barrel or Bob Evans or Eaton Park or so? What breakfast items are
there? It's the pancakes. I've said this plenty of times.
And you said before you can eat tons of pancakes.
Yeah, and that's how I mean.
Okay, I got you.
Now, I don't know if they still do the promotion, but they had endless pancakes at one point. And you
all right.
Literally sit there and eat
So that's why you picked Denny's.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I got you. Would you agree with the bacon?
I would agree with that. Denny's
bacon.
I don't think anything besides their pancakes are super elite.
Okay. I don't think Denny's bacon is like really even real meat. I don't even know what the hell it is. It's like paper thin. It's never crispy.
Their sausage is all right to me. It's not horrible.
Now, so then this is where I rank things. Like, one reason I love Bob Evans, I was telling the story on my way in, when my wife and I, before we had kids, we traveled a ton. We'd stay hotels all over the country for wherever. And one of the very first things I would do when we got to a hotel, I would look to see if there was a Cracker Barrel or a Bob Evans nearby. Because those, to me, are the best national chains that you can get. And now that we have kids, you know what the number one thing I look for in a hotel is? Everybody, if you have kids, what's the number one thing you look for in a hotel? What do you think?
Free breakfast.
You know why?
You don't got to pay for it. It's free.
I just say 45, 50 bucks.
Yeah.
Because if I take a family
of
four.
It ain't 45,
it's probably more
70,
now. Cracker Barrel. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It used to be 40. Now, so number one thing I look for with a hotel is free breakfast. Anyway, long story short, to me, Cracker Barrel is the only place you can get the hash brown casserole. So that is unmatched by anybody else. I think it's better than any hash brown.
Denny's hash browns are pretty good.
Yeah, they're just plain. Now, Waffle House. I love Waffle House.
I've never had
chili.
Waffle House, so I can't.
Oh, my God.
Well, there's no Waffle House around
You've
here.
You've got to freaking live your life.
There's no Waffle House
You've got
around
to
here.
Live your life. You have not lived your life until you've had Waffle
House. Where is there a Waffle House? I would love
Travel.
To try Waffle House.
Go somewhere. Carlisle's got a Waffle House.
Do they? Okay, I didn't
yeah.
know. I wasn't aware right there.
But so. You can put chili on it.
Okay.
The way Waffle House does it, it's called like scattered, smothered, covered, chunked, whatever. And it's all these different things. Like scattered, covered is with cheese, smothered is with chili, chunked is with ham. So you can get like 15 different. So anyway, Waffle House potatoes with the chili on it is fantastic. I love their chili. Anyway, I love Cracker Barrel sausage. I think it's the best you can get anywhere. I love Cracker Barrel eggs. I think they're the best you can get anywhere. Pancakes are pancakes to me. I'm not a big pancake guy. So that's the separator for you.
Yes, I think
with Denny's, right?
I think Denny's pancakes are
all right.
Top tier.
Do you like Cracker Barrel sausage, bacon, country ham?
I do like. I love Cracker Barrel as well. I'm just going Denny's over it, probably for the aspect of the pancakes. That's probably the only reason.
And so, here's one reason. This is kind of the crux of what I was going to say. I've lived all over the country: Arkansas, Arizona, Virginia, Pennsylvania, and I'm very much into knowing what I want to eat in terms of chains. If you go to a local place, it can be difficult. I know if I go to a Cracker Barrel in Arkansas, I'm getting the exact same food as a Cracker Barrel in Altoona, Pennsylvania, or in North Carolina, or in Florida, or in Texas. It's the same stuff I'm going to get anywhere. It's not like, you know, they learn how to cook differently or whatever. So for me, that's one thing. When I saw the Cracker Barrel story with the old couple that you guys been to every Cracker Barrel in the country, it's funny because do you get out and drive on the interstate a lot, just like going to Ohio or Illinois or
no.
Nothing? You haven't done that
no,
yet.
Not
again,
yet.
See, these are the sage words of advice of Corey Geiger. Once you do that, you're going to want – you've been driving for 8 hours. You want to find some place to eat, right?
Yeah.
Would you go to – would you just go off to some random local diner or would you look for a chain somewhere?
That's a good question. I don't know. I think if I've heard of the diner or something like that, but you probably haven't.
You're
going to
trust a chain, right?
I'd probably
if you're driving from here to Colorado and it's going to take you 2 or 3 days and you're going to stop and eat every 8 hours.
Because I'd be pissed if I got
if you spent $25. That's my thing right there.
Yeah.
If I'm going to spend, it used to be $10-$15 for entrees. Now it's $20-$25 out for an entree anywhere you go. And if you spend $20-$25 at some local place and it sucks, you know, you're kind of kicking yourself because there was an Olive Garden or a Red Lobster or a Texas Roadhouse right next door.
Yeah, I knew I could get the Grand Slam breakfast, and then all of a sudden I'm eating trash eggs and trash pancakes. It'd be horrible.
the eggs aren't great, but to me, the bacon, I'm a big bacon and sausage guy, so that's the differentiator for me for Denny's.
Eggs are a big thing when you go out because I cannot make eggs. Like, somehow they never taste like they do out. Like, anywhere you cook or any like restaurant, they always have better eggs than you can make at home.
I can't wait till you get older. Like if we could come back, whenever the show ends, if we can come back when I'm 70 and you're 40 and we do the show again, then
see perspective
then,
changes.
Then we could have all of these conversations again, and you wouldn't think Jerry Rice stinks, and you would think that Elvis should be on the Mount Rushmore. I think you would like Cracker Barrel a little more.
Okay, that might change. That might change. I could see myself. It has been forever since I ate Cracker. It's probably been about a year.
It's been
about a year since I've been to Denny's too.
I had kids and I worked opposite schedule with my wife, I went to Cracker Barrel 3-4 times a week.
That's crazy.
By myself. I knew the manager there. His name was Ken. This is 20 years ago when they kind of first opened. I went there 3-4 times a week. I knew all the waitresses by name. They all knew me because I'm a big, big breakfast guy. So I'd go there and basically get the – I've been to Cracker Barrel. No, I'm not kidding. I've been to Cracker Barrel 1,000 times in this country, and I've had the exact same meal, give or take 900 of those.
And what's that? Run us through real quick.
It's like Grandma's Sampler where you get okay. – you get
That's what I get when I'm there.
Eggs – and then they give you three meats. You can get sausage, bacon, ham, or I get two sausage and one ham. Mm-hmm. But the other 50 or 100 times I've had catfish.
Okay.
Because I will tell you this, catfish, Cracker Barrel is one of the few places in the country where you can actually get really good southern fried catfish.
I've never had catfish, so.
Yeah. I can't sell that a ton. Because you either like catfish or you don't. A lot of people don't like it.
Okay.
It's a real fishy kind of fish. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
Like Long John Silver's, that's not a fishy fish.
Long John Silver's isn't real food. That is not real food. Well, I actually like Long John's, but boy, that thing is fried about what might be 2 hours. It might be fried for two. It's crazy.
All right. Welcome to the show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Man, you guys are making me hungry, Corey. This is Scott from Belfast.
What's going on, buddy? How you doing, pal?
Good, good. Hey, I used to work at a Long John Silver, so that just struck a nerve there with me.
Uh-oh! Is he right? I like Long John.
How long are they in the deep fryers? I'm curious.
Oh,
all day?
Not that long. A couple minutes.
Okay.
A couple minutes. I mean, you can throw them back into refreshing them up a couple of times, you know what I mean?
I'm not a fan of the chicken. I think the chicken tastes weird, but I love me some Long John's fish, man.
The hush puppies are great.
Absolutely. I grew up in the South. We had Captain D's, all right? And I guess around here they had Arthur Treacher's. You heard of Arthur Treacher's? That was a big fish place. But, we go to Long John's at least once a month. I kind of like it.
But, hey, as far as breakfast goes, you guys are talking all the spots. You can't beat the Waffle Shop. You were talking Waffle House.
I love Waffle Shop.
Yeah, you can't. They got the best eggs Benedict. They got the thick bacon. Their potatoes are cut.
They've got.
Right.
Did you say sick or thick bacon? Because it's both. It's great bacon. It's thick. I like the thick bacon.
Yeah. Yeah, thick and it's nice and salty. It's really good.
And they've got the two of them there, right? In State College.
Yeah, yeah.
I made a mistake one time.
One in Belfont that I go to.
Okay.
But yeah, they got three or four of them in State College, I think. Yeah, but. You can't beat their Eggs Benedict. They have great, if you like Eggs Benedict.
Here's something interesting now. Do they still only take cash?
No.
Wasn't there a time that they only took cash?
Yeah. And they had Mac machines in their restaurants, too.
Okay, but they'll take things other than cash, right?
Yeah, they take credit cards now.
What do you think about
yeah.
that, Nathan? Because I don't carry cash.
I'm a cash guy.
And
I don't carry cash for me, but if I... I actually prefer to pay
when
cash.
Did they start taking something other than cash there, Scott?
It was within the last couple of years.
Okay, because I got to think. You
it
can't,
wasn't that long ago.
You can't stay in business nowadays as a cash-only business. I always thought that was very intriguing. No.
Yeah, I didn't like it because I would have to go to the bank and get cash, but
yeah.
Now I like it.
Very good. Thanks, brother. For good sure. story. Good story, man. I don't carry cash at all. I have my phone. I don't really even carry my wallet most of the time. So if I can't pay for it on my phone, I'm in big trouble.
Unless I'm going, I mean, I don't really carry cash on me unless I'm going and I know I'm going to pay for something. But otherwise, I do actually prefer to pay cash. I don't know why, but I just, I'm a cash guy over credit card.
Interesting. Clarkster, I just hung up on you. I'm sorry. Clarkster was on hold for a couple minutes. I was going to you. So if you're still listening, call me right back real quick here, and we'll get to you first thing after the break.
Friday is here, and this weekend it's Nashville Super Speedway for the NASCAR Cup Series, the Cracker Barrel 400 on a 1.33-mile concrete-paved oval, up for grabs $11 million. The Cup race is 399 miles or 300 laps. Stages weigh in at 90, 185, and 300. So all three series are in action at Nashville. Truck Series going down tonight, 8 p.m. on FS1. Xfinity Series tomorrow, 7:30 p.m. on CW. And the Cup Series Sunday evening race, 7 p.m. on Prime. All of those times I gave you are Eastern. Here's driver Ryan Preece getting us all set up for Nashville this weekend.
When it comes to some of the things that I tend to do, yeah, it's just, I really like it. I enjoy racing there, and it's a lot of it's about being disciplined, you know, with the line there. So, I don't necessarily know other than when I've gone back and looked and really continue to go back and look, you know, it would certainly benefit my style if we added horsepower, because there's things I do with the brake pedal or throttle or brake bias that exit the corner when you're setting up a pass, being able to clear, having that extra horsepower. You know, at the end of the day, if the rules are the same for everybody, you just got to figure out how to do it better than everybody else.
This is the final lap.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your RV, RV wins.
What, are you going to take the RV to the mountains or go pick up your dry cleaning?
RV wins!
Are we cleaning the gutters or taking the RV camping?
RV wins!
Are we getting a new passport or cruising up the coast?
RV wins!
Don't forget, you got that trip to Sweden coming up.
Oh, yeah, passport, then RV!
With Progressive, you can bundle your RV with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings in your RV. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states and situations.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's Frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to Frosty, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co. LLC, used with permission.
It's spring, and time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from, and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. Here's J.M. Boswell to tell us more.
Hello, this is J.M. Boswell, the owner of Boswell's Pipes and Cigars. I want to invite you all to come into our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars. You can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself.
Think you're ready for that fishing trip? You got hooks, lines, sinkers, baits? How about cigars for you and your buddies? Oops, it's time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. J.M. Boswell has two convenient locations, 6481 William Penn Highway in Alexandria and 586 Lincoln Way East in Chambersburg. So go ahead, make that first cast. Then light up and enjoy a premium cigar from J.M. Boswell.
And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
To the show, Mitchell from Maryland, Nathan, texted me a photo of J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars location in Chambersburg.
Yeah.
After our dinner last Friday, he went there like on Monday or Tuesday. He was going up there for business and stopped by J.M. Boswell in Chambersburg.
Hey, that's the place to go if you need your pipes or cigars. You cannot beat it.
It's amazing because, you know, the ad reads that we do are kind of all supposed to be for the Alexandria store, maybe because Chambersburg is a long way away, but they do have two locations. Anyway, J.M. Boswell is awesome. I love that our listeners come back and tell us when they visited J.M. Boswell.
They should, yeah. Let us know and tell them that Sports Central with Corey Geiger sent you
that's
out
right.
there. So.
That's right. Stay involved in the show. Clarkster, I'm sorry I hung up on you, man. What's going on?
I know. You got to apologize. Anyway, about staying at hotels and stuff. Your first prerequisite was the buffet, the breakfast.
Yes, got to have breakfast.
Okay. It also is lunch if you plan right.
Yeah, believe me. We got kids. We're grabbing as much stuff off that buffet to last as long as we can.
You might even take some up to your room.
Tray,
yes.
You take the tray that's up in the room with you, okay? So you have something to bring back. And you can always get yogurt,
yep.
bananas, apples.
Fruit cups.
Fruit, yeah.
Granola bars.
Cream cheese.
Sometimes these places, instead of like doing buffet bread, they'll have sandwiches that you can microwave. Believe me, buddy.
Hard-boiled eggs.
It's not quite as much anymore since I'm not covering the curve on the road, but for a good bit of my life, for 20 years, I spent, give or take, 50 to 60 nights a year in a hotel. So we're talking almost 2 damn months a year in a hotel. So I'm kind of a hotel expert. I'm going to take whatever I can get.
Yeah, and you have a little Playmate or something like that, and you have the ice.
Wait, Playmates.
I was thinking,
I'm a married man. What are we talking about here?
Yeah, the little Playmate.
I know what you're talking about, the little cooler thing.
Yeah, maybe it's worth something.
But you can see how when you throw a little Playmate in the hotel, we can perceive that a lot of different ways, Clarkster.
Yeah, well, and the other thing, as far as searching out places to eat, over the years we found some local haunts that we really like, or there are small chains in different areas. Like up in New England, there's a 99 restaurant.
Okay.
I don't know whether you heard of them. They did make an effort to come down into Pennsylvania, and they had a couple in our local area, but they only lasted like 2 years, and then they left, so they consolidated. But the other thing is, I like to find local restaurants and or diners because they offer so much more. I hate when you go to these restaurants and they list vegetable chef's choice. Now, wait a minute. Chef's choice, I'm paying $25 to $30. You're telling me what the vegetable is?
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's the other thing. Price-wise, you can't beat diners for the offerings they have.
I will say this, and I'm not always a big local person, but diners, I've rarely had a bad experience at diners. We were just in one in Gaithersburg, Maryland a couple weeks ago, our baseball tournament, and it was good. Food was priced well. Diners typically have tons and tons of stuff on the menu. You can get anything at a diner. And again, maybe not everything is great, but I can't necessarily say I've had a bad experience at a diner.
That's the problem. Over the years, I've seen the change in different, you know, restaurants. I mean, they've gone away, the Ponderosas and the Bonanzas, you know, and those places started going downhill a bit.
Now I'm really hungry. Ponderosa, Bonanza, Western Sizzler. My favorite steak in the world. You ever heard of Steak and Ale?
Yes. They had one down by us.
They had a Bourbon Street steak that was marinated in bourbon, which was unbelievable. And I grew up with one in Little Rock. We went there for all our special occasions. I miss Steak and Ale.
Yeah. And the other one that when we first met, my wife and I, in Pittsburgh, that introduced me to Arby's. Now, Arby's has put more money into advertising than they have into the product.
Yeah, right. We've got the meats. Yes, Nathan, do it. Do your Ving Rhames.
We've got the meats.
Okay.
That was pretty.
Try again. That was really deep. Do it again.
Arby's, we have
back
the meats.
Back in the day, you ready for this? You used to be able to get an Arby's and a beverage. Basically, it was a dollar combined.
When you say back in the day, you're talking 1972.
79 cents. 79 cents and 15 cents for the beverage.
Yep.
And with tax, it was slightly under a dollar.
You're an old geezer. What's the cheapest gas you can remember? What in your lifetime? What's the lowest gas you remember?
Probably 24.9 to 29.9.
24, and this would have been late '50s, maybe.
No, this would have been. I remember. Out in Iowa, a gas station was opening up, and it had a special price, I think, of $24.9.
Mm-hmm.
I remember locally $29.9. I also remember when they used to give away different glassware.
Yeah, right.
I have pirate mugs because my wife and I met in Pittsburgh.
I'm sure it must have been lower at some point in my life, but the lowest I remember gas was 85 cents when I was a
kid.
My dad, we didn't have a lot of money. My mom wouldn't give my dad a lot of money. She handed out the allowance. But so the most gas my dad ever got was $5. He would never ever buy more than $5 gas. Now that'll take you for about 20 minutes.
Yeah, well, right. Back in the day, you don't ever remember getting in line for gas, do you?
No, that was I was a little older then. I don't remember. That was mid late 70s or so.
Yeah, and alternate days.
Yeah, I remember.
They had alternate days based upon. All
right, good stuff. Trip down memory lane. Thanks, Clarkson. Nate, what's the lowest price gas you remember in your life?
Oh, man. Probably wouldn't ever sheets are in that deal on a
no deals. Nothing like that. Was like $1.79 or something, $1.59.
I think it's $1.76.
Yeah, right. I'm talking about regular gas price.
I don't remember. Maybe a little under three.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. I remember. Like it probably was a little bit less whenever I was younger, but I wasn't paying attention.
I know we're kind of all over the place here, but Clark just said something about hotels, and I got to get this off my chest because this just bugs the hell out of me. Have you stayed in a lot of hotels?
I've stayed in them. Not a ton, but I've stayed in them.
College football writers pretty much stay at Marriott's all the time. That's the way the way the sports media has always worked. All right, so traveling for Penn State for a long, long time, we stayed at Marriott's a great deal. Okay, me personally, I will stay at I like to keep it under $100 for me personally. La Quinta's, Best Western Plus, Super 8 Plus. I'm not looking for Motel 6s and Red Roofs. I'm not looking for $50, $60 hotels. Those can be pretty rough. But $80 to $100, you can generally get halfway decent hotel in a lot of places, and you can get free breakfast. Here's my big beef about hotels. All right. Marriott's that I stayed in for a long time working, Mirror paid for them, for these business trips. These are generally $180 to $220 hotels. Do you know what I would get at my $95 Best Western Plus?
What is that?
Free breakfast. You know what I don't get at my $200 Marriott?
Free breakfast.
Correct. I just stayed at a Marriott last week. You know what I get at my $90? You know what you get at basically any damn hotel in the world?
It's free breakfast.
Free coffee.
Free coffee.
I stayed at a Marriott a couple weeks ago in Maryland. Didn't have free coffee. It's like, what in the holy hell? The more you spend for a hotel, the less they give you. And this particular place, we were lucky because we didn't have to pay for parking. A lot of times at Marriott's, you do have to pay for parking in cities. You have to pay for the Wi-Fi. So to me, it's asinine. It makes no sense in the world how if I spend $95 on a hotel, I can get free breakfast, free coffee, free Wi-Fi, free parking. But if I go to I'm only talking Marriott's. I'm not talking Hilton's and all these crazy. We did stay in Orlando one time, right next to the Ritz-Carlton. We stayed at a JW Marriott, and I think the room prices for that, this is the 2010 Capital One Bowl. I think the room prices were give or take $375. The Ritz-Carlton was $900 a night.
Oh my God!
And we heard John Travolta and Kelly Preston were staying there at the same. Anyway, I guarantee you they don't have free breakfast there, because the more you spend on a hotel, the less they give you. They think that you've got money. I cannot understand.
You go out and get your own breakfast.
I can't understand how paying $180 for a Marriott and they have the gall to not give you free breakfast.
They should offer it, but I don't know how many people would probably take it. Because of the fact that if you're spending $900 on a hotel a night, you're probably...
Yeah, but what about a $200 hotel? A Marriott. They should give you free breakfast.
They should. Like I said, all these places should offer you free breakfast if they're charging you $200 a night to stay in a hotel.
You know, one thing that, like, Holiday Inn, they've got, like, the Cinnabon muffins. Oh, that's what Clarkster's talking about. You get your breakfast, you get your bacon and eggs and sausage, then you grab, like, four or five of those cinnamon bun. They're big, too.
Stuff them in the suitcase.
Stuff them. That's what you eat for lunch later on.
Yeah, there you go. That's the play right there.
But, man, when you start staying in more hotels, traveling and stuff, I'm telling you, The more money you spend on a hotel, the less they're actually going to give you for it. It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
They just rip us off.
It's spring and time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. Here's J.M. Boswell to tell us more.
Hello, this is J.M. Boswell, the owner of Boswell's Pipes and Cigars. I want to invite you all to come into our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars. You can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself.
Think you're ready for that fishing trip? You got hooks, lines, sinkers, baits? How about cigars for you and your buddies? Oops. It's time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. J.M. Boswell has two convenient locations, 6481 William Penn Highway in Alexandria and 586 Lincoln Way East in Chambersburg. So go ahead, make that first cast. Then light up and enjoy a premium cigar from J.M. Boswell.
And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
If this is the year you buy equipment from the Kubota family, it's time to meet the McCoy family from McCoy's Lawn and Garden. For over 40 years, McCoy's Lawn and Garden has been a trusted name for homeowners, contractors, and the agricultural community right here in Central PA. Why Kubota? It's simple. Kubota has a track record of durable and dependable equipment, state-of-the-art features, and something for everyone. Kubota offers the model, attachments, and implements you need, regardless of the job. And on top of all of this, you get the support of amazing dealers like McCoy's Lawn and Garden. Whether it's mowing your lawn, tackling summer projects around your property, managing a construction site, or running your farm, McCoy's Lawn and Garden has the full line of Kubota equipment. Kubota tractors, mowers, utility vehicles, and so much more. Follow the orange glow to McCoy's Lawn and Garden and check them out for yourself. Route 36 in Roaring Spring. Visit McCoy'sLawnAndGarden.com. McCoy's Lawn and Garden. Kubota. Family. Community.
ARC Federal Credit Union can help you with many of the important things in life. If you'd like to become a member, ARC has growing opportunities and you'd be surprised at how easy it is to qualify now that ARC includes over 24 local employers and organizations. And with two branches, it's easier than ever. Services like business loans, online banking, and mobile deposit. Let us show you the many benefits of being a member of ARC Federal Credit Union. Stop into 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
When it comes to feeding your family, you want only the best, especially bread, only the freshest and best tasting. There's only one choice, Pacifico Bakery. Since 1947, Pacifico Bakery has been a staple in central Pennsylvania, and they continue to be a favorite with the freshest breads, rolls, and more. Be sure to visit Pacifico's outlet store, 1208 5th Avenue, Altoona, open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, 9 a.m. to 4:30, and Saturday, 9 to 2:30, closed Wednesdays and Sundays. Give your family only the best bread from Pacifico Bakery of Altoona.
Well, we started earlier in the day talking. I knew we'd talk about some fun stuff today. I wanted to have a good fun Friday after the gripe fest yesterday.
Hey, Corey was ready to talk about Cracker Barrel. He wanted to profess his love to it.
I read this 81-year-old, and I'm like, hey, I want to visit every Cracker Barrel in the country.
Corey, that should be when your kids are off to college. That should be you and your wife's goal is to get
every Cracker
Barrel.
That's our empty nest goal.
Every Cracker Barrel in the United States.
Can't believe you haven't had Waffle House yet.
Like I said, there. I don't think honestly the opportunities ever arose to have Waffle House.
Is there a restaurant? Last thing here. Is there a restaurant that you loved going to that's no longer around?
I vaguely remember when I was younger, Cece's Pizza.
Oh, Cece's was great, man. Cece's. You could get the pizza and the pasta with white sauce or red sauce. That was great.
Cece's is probably the one I gotta choose, man.
That's a good choice. That's a good way to end the week.
Perfect. All right.
Sports Central is an exclusive presentation of 96.1 Hank FM. WKMC.